Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Troy Dooley here with Radio for Your Mind. It has been one long and crazy night. I have been corresponding with Ted Knighton over in Europe. I've been on the phone. We've been shooting videos. And I thought, man, the way God works just blows my mind. Because here today, we're in Dondi's book, and we're talking about your dreams, setting your dreams, making it real. But then I get this email that says one gigantic publicly traded network marketing company, really it's a little bitty network marketing company, but it is publicly traded, just terminated every one of their distributors. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, here I am, it's the middle of the night, and I'm thinking about today's trainings, and I'm thinking about what's going on, and I'm thinking, here I am training on setting and achieving goals, and here are hundreds, well, probably not that many, tens of thousands of distributors who just had the floor ripped out from under them. How can you train on dreams and goals? And I thought, how can you not train on dreams and goals? Think about this for a second. You're cruising down the road, you're going like crazy, and all of a sudden you hit a brick wall. All of a sudden you wake up in the middle of the morning and some network marketing internet video guru is telling you, hey, your company just terminated you. You think it's a rumor, and you open up your email, and there's the termination letter. And they waited till right before the market opened to share the information, so you didn't even have a clue. You probably just came back from the last op meeting, and it's like, man, it was a great night, sweetie. We had three people sign up, and now you're going to find out the company's not going to accept the sign-up. What do you do? Well, if you have your goals written down, you keep doing what you've always done. You pull your goals out, you look at them, and you say, I'm going to kick butt. Because you realize that the vehicle to help you get your dreams is going to change on a frequent basis. But the dreams and the goals don't have to change. You know, in Habakkuk 2:2 in the King James, it says, write the vision and make it plain on the tablet. The Bible is just full of all these great things. If people just read it, even if they don't believe the spiritual side of it, just read it. It's got great info. It's where all this other stuff comes from in the world today. There's not a training guru out there that hasn't stolen their information from the Bible, even if they don't know it. See, the most successful people in history wrote down their goals, wrote down their plan. They put it in the action. And in my case, I have a journal that I carry with me. I have 3x5 cards. It's instilled in my brain, and Dondi's writing about it in this book, Setting and Achieving Goals. It doesn't matter what life throws at us. We can handle it. You know, watching all the stuff in Haiti, and I'm just, my wife for years has wanted me to get a passion for Haiti, and I haven't done it, and God just always beats me upside the head with a ball bat because I'm about as hard-headed as they come. I'm sitting here watching these, and I flipped over the other day to CNN. I don't even watch CNN, and I'm watching these people, and finally the reporter looks at this guy and says, why are you smiling in the midst of all this chaos? And in broken English and Creole type, you know, the little Haitian looks at him and says, because I'm happy, I'm alive. Small goal, but being alive is a big one when you look around and so many people are dead. Folks, this is what this is about today. It doesn't matter if it's an earthquake. It doesn't matter if it's a tsunami. It doesn't matter if your network marketing company just ripped the compensation plan away. If you set your goals, then the sky's the limit. Let's look for a second at the different levels of goals. I'm thinking gold. There's gold at the end of the goals, I'll tell you that. Okay. You have short-term goals, those that are within a year. And even if you're listening today, and I know I've got a lot, I'm looking at the switchboard and I'm seeing a lot of numbers from the Bozzi reps. Listen to me. Even if today's the first day of the rest of your life and you're thinking, what am I going to do? Two things you're going to do. These are your short-term goals. These are less than a year. Okay, we're going to do three. We're going to do three goals. This is anybody can use this, but I'm gonna put this with my friends over at Bozzi. Number one, you keep going on your goals just like you'd planned. If you planned on bringing 10 people into your Bozzi business, then just scratch out the Bozzi business and put, I'm bringing 10 people into my business. And wherever you land, you're bringing 10 people in. It's the same thing. You're not changing your goals. You may change the vehicle, but you're not changing the goals. The second thing you're going to do, this is an action step. This isn't even a goal. You're going to get on the phone with your upline, whoever your triple diamond, not triple diamond, whoever your 250 diamond or your 250 diamond, whoever is your top upline, Garrett McGrath, Tom Chenault, doesn't matter who it was. It could have been Norquist, whoever. Just get on the phone with them and say, where are we going? What are we doing? We're in all the way. You tell us what to do, and we're there. You just keep plugging forward. Then you call all your downlines. And you say, relax, chill out, go to work, get home. I'm going to have some plans for you when you get here. See, that's a short term. That's an action plan. You don't change your goal, and you go take a proactive step. Boom. Doesn't matter what it is. That's what you go. The second level of goals is what you say your 3 to 5 year goals are. And guys, I gotta laugh here for a minute. I got an email from a company last evening actually, and they said that their top leaders in them are gonna sit down here by the end of the month, and they're gonna put their action plan together for 2010, and then they're gonna put their plan together for the next 5 years. Now here's what's so unique about this. This company launched at the end of 2008. And they don't even have a five-year plan for their business model. And yet they told their distributors that they were going to be around for years and years, and that they were going to be a billion-dollar company, and they hadn't even launched the company with a five-year plan. And basically, I think the reason they got to put the five-year plan together now is because they've lost a merchant account again, and they got to go out there and put a plan together for the bank. Folks, here's why I'm using these analogies. We got one company here that was a publicly traded company that didn't listen to their distributors, and now they're out of network marketing. We got another company that's run by guys that were never large in network marketing, but they don't even put a plan together. They run by the seat of their pants. You cannot run your life by the seat of your pants. You can take certain action steps that way if you got to make a quick change, but you got to have a plan. See, the person that doesn't have a vision is going to perish. I don't know what, if I'd have walked into my marriage 22 years ago without a plan, not an exit plan, but a strategy plan, how am I going to wine and dine and keep this woman happy for the rest of my life? I'd have been divorced a long, long time ago. If I'd have walked into my network marketing career without a plan, if I hadn't listened to my mentors, my upline, I wouldn't be here today, 28 years later. Folks, everything we do in life has to have a plan. The third level of goals is you got to extend your reach further. You got to look at it 10 years or more. And there's people that say, Troy, I can't look 15 minutes. Yeah, I know. That's why we have sitcoms with a boatload of commercials in them. You know, they even the actors can't do it for 30 minutes anymore. Listen to what I'm saying. Goals are a step. They're the objectives. They're the ones that keep you woke up. They're the ones that keep you cranking. I don't know how many of you know the name Florence Chadwick, and Dondi writes this in here, and only she has got such a way with words. But Florence, in 1954, wanted to set a record for women. She was going to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. The water was cold. It was foggy out. And as the story goes, she's been in the icy water for hours, and she can hear everybody, but she can't see anything. She can't even see the shore. She's swimming, but she's getting tired. Now, she's already swam the English Channel in both directions. We're talking about a woman that, to coin a current phrase, this was one hot mama. She was fit, she was tight, she was strong, and she had that independent will about her to never give up. And she's there, less than half of a mile from shore. She does something she had never done in her life. She quit. Totally exhausted, they pull her from the freezing water. Devastated. She'd lost focus of her goal because of things that were happening to her right that moment. Her brain took over from her heart. Two little Florence Chadwicks were swimming, one with angels, one with horns. You can do it. No, you can't. You can do it. No, you can't. You can do it. No, you can't. You know I'm being facetious, but you get the drift. Man, wouldn't that suck, right? I mean, you've already swam all this way. You're half a mile from the shore, and you quit. How many times have you done that in your life because you lost focus of your goals? Folks, your goals need to be written down on 3x5 cards carried with you everywhere. When they get tattered and torn, you take them and you write them on new 3x5 cards and you carry them with you and you live by them. That's the goal. That's what you've got to do. But the story didn't end with her shivering, frigidly cold, brokenhearted because she'd failed. 2 months later, she dove back into the water off the Catalina Channel with one goal in mind: to break history, to become the first woman to swim to the California shore. And in spite of the dense fog, this time she made it because she did not take her focus off the goal. Not once. The reason some people achieve and some people don't is because they never take the eye off the ball. The reason for 8 years we didn't have a terrorist attack on this land is because we had men and women that did not take their eye off the ball. The reason we have children that become superstars is because they don't take their eye off the ball. The reason we have men and women like Harry and Brenda Wilkes who have raised adult children and now have grandchildren, who have been married as long as they've been married, is because neither one of them took their eye off the ball. The reason we have the Mark Laytons, the Jane Laytons of the world, is because when Jane was laying there with breast cancer, instead of saying, "I'm not going to take care of this woman," Mark went to a private corner, yelled at God, and made a vow: "If you save her life, I'll do the best I can to take care of her and my daughter and live a life pleasing to you." And that's exactly what he's done. The reason we have families like the Brieco family, who've built a MLM dynasty while other companies are exiting network marketing, is because on his mom and dad's grave, he made a commitment carry on their legacy and to make sure that he enriches people's lives instead of ripping stuff away from them. Folks, it's the goals that you set, the commitments that you make, that take you to the next level. But you've got to test your goals. This is very important. You've got to, if you don't test your goals, you could find out that you're going for something that you're never gonna make it because you won't pay the price. And some prices are too high to pay. It affects your health, your family, or your values. You need to switch goals. You need to ask yourself some questions. Why do I want to have this? What's it going to do for me? What will I become? How will achieving this goal contribute to my grand design, the passion that God has, the purpose in my life? What will it do? How will accomplishing this goal make a difference in other people's lives? And lastly, ask yourself this question: what will my life look like if I don't achieve this goal? What will happen? You know, something that I do is I try to be transparent in everything that I do. I'm sure I fall short one facet or the other somewhere along the line. I mean, I'm human. But over the last few weeks, I've politically incorrectly offended people. So I put a little poll up. Because I just want to, sometimes when you're so focused on what you're doing, you can miss the boat on things. You can do things that really is hindering your growth and hindering your purpose and your passion with God. And I didn't want to do that, so I put a little non-professional poll up, shot a little video, and said, "Hey, tell me, what do y'all think? Should people be transparent and authentic? Is there too much in business? Should you know? And it's been amazing to me to see how many other politically incorrect friends I have. Because in the long run, they all said, "You know what? Even though we don't agree with everything that you say, we know where you're coming from, and that we can deal with." And you know what, folks? That's absolutely correct. I was on the phone yesterday with a with a very powerful distributor for a company. He's with a network marketing company, but he hates network marketing, never did like it. He just liked what this company was doing. And they've exited network marketing also, but they've put a transitioning period in there, and they've put a plan into where people can still make sales and make money off of their services on retail sales. They're just not really going to make a boatload of money in recruiting. And I helped them in that. I helped do that transition, and there was some compromise, and there was some sacrifice, and this gentleman is a powerful, good friend of mine, and he was mad because he said, Troy, you compromised, and you're taking money away from people that have earned it. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, I realize that sometimes, whether you like it or not, you've got to sacrifice a few in order to protect many. And I thought of that for a minute, and I thought, you know, that was one of my goals when I was in the Marine Corps. And I used to pray all the time, Lord, if I have to sacrifice a few to save many, then make sure their hearts are right with you. When I was a bounty hunter and I was out chasing people, there were a few times that the people that I were chasing, I automatically knew were a whole lot meaner than I was, and a couple cases tougher than I was. And they very well might possibly be able to shoot straighter than I could. And I always said, Lord, if there's a sacrifice that has to be made today, I'd rather I go than them because I know I'm ready. And the odds are they're not yet. See, folks, when you're doing your goals and you're testing your goals, you've got to make sure that you're going to grow as a person, that they're not too high to pay, and that they're going to help other people along the way no matter what. See, once you've written your goals down and you've tested them, once you have clarity as to your why, now it's time to build that plan of action. It's where you put those clearly defined steps into place so that you can achieve your goal. That's going to be the difference. That's the difference between a resolution. It's the difference between dreams and reality. It's the difference between telling people you wrote your goals down and then, you know, the only thing you did was use the piece of paper to blow your nose. If you're going to reach your goal, it's going to require some resources. It's going to require some leadership. It's going to require dedication. And maybe these are some questions that you can write down. There's seven of them that Dondi puts in her book. I tell you guys, you got to buy this book. She is such a beautiful writer. Number one, what do you need to learn more about in order to reach your goals? What do you need to learn more about? Number two, what skills will you need to acquire? You know, I laugh these days, and so do some people that know me, because I can tell you at 18 years old, the first time I was in front of a room giving a testimonial on the success that I had had at such a young age in A.O. Williams, I stuttered so much I couldn't even keep a straight face. A few years later, I had the opportunity to get in front of a bigger crowd, and I was in Wichita Falls, Texas. And here I am sharing, and my voice is crackling like a young stud in heat. Can't even ask a girl out, and here I am trying to explain to them what I want and share the passion. I can't even get it out. I realized very quickly I need to acquire the skill of speaking in public. I need to not worry what other people think or do, and today the Lord has helped me there. You've got to do that yourself. Number three, who has accomplished a goal like this? See, if you know who's already accomplished a goal similar to yours, then you can go out there and you can study what they've done. Number four, what steps did they take to make it happen? See, now you can emulate their plan of action. Smartest move that can be made is emulating the success of somebody else. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, and you don't have to make the same mistakes. Number five, what financial resources will I need? Nothing comes for free. Everything's going to take some type of financial resource. You've got to figure out what it is that you can do, how you can do it, what will it take to get it done. Number six, whose support will you require? There's no Lone Rangers. You've heard Jim and I talk about this. John Maxwell preaches it. Everybody has somebody. There is never anything. I challenge anybody to show me one thing in history outside of God creating this beautiful world where one man did it all. And for some of those Christian brothers of mine who are going to say, well, Jesus is the only one that gave his life for us. That's so true. But he couldn't have done it without the Father. Number 7. How much time will you set aside to accomplish this goal? Time is important. Time is the one thing we don't get back. Even if we use a Wii Fit, we can't get it back. See, as your plan starts to come together, you're going to feel overwhelmed sometimes. You're going to think, man, can I get it all done? Just chill out and relax. One step at a time, and you're going to get there. One step at a time, and you're going to be able to reach it. Little by little, you'll conquer the obstacles. You'll climb over the walls. And all of a sudden, like in any epic adventure, you're going to realize we're winning the war. We're accomplishing what we set out for. We're conquering the land. The only time life becomes a nightmare on Elm Street is when we take the eye off the ball. You take the eye off the ball, you pay the price. Keep your eye on the ball, and you will see your dreams and your goals come to fruition. But they got to be in the heart. If they are not in the heart, if there's somebody else's dream, if there's somebody else's goal, if there's an ulterior motive, if you're not totally committed, then it will not happen. I'm not a prophet. Lord knows that. But I'll make a little wager here. 5 years from now, even though for the last 400 or 500 years Hades looked like it has, I can almost guarantee you 5 years from now, that little country will be flourishing. Those people will have hope. And it will become one of the hottest destinations in the Western Hemisphere. Not because of government handouts, not because of all the help from all over the world, but because the stories that I'm receiving back that you don't see on the news are stories of the Haitian people coming together with strength, coming together with vigor, coming together with a tenacity that only people that go through these type of heartaches do. They will come out stronger, more powerful. They will now know what they can accomplish. They will put those souls to rest, and they will build upon their future. You have to do the same thing. You've got to set your stones. You know, in the old days, we don't see this much now. In the old days, there were cornerstones set on the property lines. Then they would go to the center of the property, and they'd build their home. They would mark their water rights. Well, you need to set your stones. You need to mark out what's yours. You need to start building, I'm going to use a biblical phrase, an altar, where you say, this is where I'm going to come. This is where I'm going to spend my day. And when I need quiet time, when I need private time, when I need to focus, meditate, pray to the Lord, whatever you call it, this is where I'm going to do it. And then you need to make a pile of stones that are going to become your memorial marker. And you want everybody to see and say, this is it. You know, people laugh at me when they say, Troy, what's going to be on your tombstone? It's going to say, I lived an epic adventure. Well, what's going to be your epitaph? What's going to be your mark? That's the key. In Joshua 2:7, in the Bible, you guys know how Dondi is, and I'm the same way. Here's what the Bible says. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall say to them, because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. That was a little wrong there. So these stones shall become memorial to the sons of Israel. What's your memorial? What huge sign? What big change in your life is taking place that the people will be able to look back and see? And I challenge you, go get you a little rock or something and write on it. You don't have to go chisel it. You can go write on it and say, as of this day, I'm changing my mindset. As of this day, I'm reaching my goal. I can tell you that on March 5th, my son was born on the 7th, March 5th, 2000, at midnight, we drove onto the city limits of Destin, Florida, opened up our apartment door, and moved into a brand new apartment that nobody else had lived in. We had $5,000 in the bank and a couple of rundown old cars and a cat. And at that time, 1, 2, 3, 4 kids. And I mean kids. 10 years later, we got a nice little net worth. Now I have 1, 2, 3 kids at home and 2 grandbabies. We've multiplied. Wouldn't trade it for the world. We had our dreams. We had our goals. We wrote them down. We built a memorial. Said, we have come home. We realized that even though it took 10 years to see that dream come to fruition, it was well worth it. Folks, what are you willing to pay? What are you willing to do? Don't worry about a company going belly up. Don't worry about a company terminating and exiting network marketing. All you got to worry about is, where are you going? What plan of action have you put together? I challenge you today to buy Dondi's book, Ready, Set, Grow, How to Rediscover Your Passion, Overcome Your Fears, and Create a Life You've Always Wanted. Here's your journaling exercise for today. What are the whys behind your goals? Write them down. Take the time to write them down. Number 2, how can you begin to experience the peace of your dream today? See, don't write down, I want a big house. Don't do that. Be descriptive. What's that house going to be? You know, I'll never forget in when we designed our bedroom, what we wanted, and we wanted the windows to be electronic to where the blinds would just open up. We wanted this double hammock that would come out of the ceiling to where we could both crawl up into there and talk and look at the beautiful water when the windows were open and the breeze is coming in. Oh, it's gorgeous. We both knew that we wanted our own private sanctuary where we could work that would be soundproof, but yet still be able to overlook and look at the beauty of the ocean. Mama wanted a beautiful tub that she could get into, and it wouldn't be all cramped or crowded, and she could read, and the candles would set there with no problem. Be descriptive on what you wanted. Be descriptive on that goal. If you want to take your wife on a vacation, be descriptive on where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. Don't talk about being rich. Talk about the amount of money that you need and what you're going to do with it. Or maybe you're that new couple and one of your goals is to make a baby this year. Well, doggone it, don't just think about making a baby. If you're a man on this phone, go out and create the experience. Figure out where you guys want to go, the romance that's going to be involved and all that. If you're a young lady, figure out what you're going to do to romance it. Then make it happen and make it one of the most memorial times. I can tell you when, where, and how Jetty was born, because it was such a beautiful experience, and at the same time, it was 7 years after we'd had any other kids. It was definitely the Father's Day present that kept on giving. I would not trade it for $1 million. He's the greatest joy. Folks, write them down. Follow through. Tomorrow, we will be back here. Radio for Your Mind, finding your balance to protect your plan and aligning your life. Live life like it's an epic adventure. We will talk to you tomorrow.